انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Do you listen to rock and metal? Yet you want to fuel your curiosity for knowing more about underground rock and metal bands? And feeling nostalgic from popular riffs that played in commercials and want to know about? But the problem you have, you live in the Middle East? Well, I get your point. You're lucky because this place is your answer to all your curious questions. Yes, true. Whether you're a beginner or older metalhead, you're in the right place. Stay tuned with Lomi Simmery from Heal Your Voice on 90s FM.
Heal Your Voice مع لميس السمري كل يوم خميس الساعة 10:30 على تسعينات FM.
Good evening, beautiful listeners. You're now listening to Heal Your Voice with Lomi Simmery on 90s FM. Every Thursday at 10:30 p.m., I'm here to refresh your playlist by introducing you to a unique, famous, and underground rock, metal, and alternative music, plus knowing about bands' history and some stories and meanings behind their discographies. Moreover, you'll catch new releases on streaming platforms from some bands I'll talk about. In today's episode, we'll talk about an American band that was formed by four members in 1993 in Madison, Wisconsin. One of the members is Scottish. Moreover, this lineup has remained unchanged till now. Their musical styles are alternative rock, electronic rock, post-grunge, with a mix of trip-hop, grunge, 80s rock music, and shoegaze. Moreover, their musical influences are from Zeux and the Banshees, Iggy and the Stooges, Betty Smith, T-Rex, Blondie, The Smashing Pumpkins, and David Bowie. Alright, let's take a break with a second single and a third track from the self-titled debut album. Stay tuned for more. We'll be back.
I'm only happy when it rains. Misery.
We're back to Hear Your Voice with Lemmy Simmery on 90s FM. This was Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage, a second single and third track from their self-titled album, their debut album, I mean, which was released on August 15th, 1995. Lyrically, it's a tongue-in-cheek take on the gloomy lyrics of earlier 90s rock songs. Garbage's lineup consists of vocalist Shirley Manson, guitarist, bassist, and keyboardist Duke Erickson, guitarist and keyboardist Steve Marker, and drummer, percussionist, and producer Butch Vig. Touring members are bassist Daniel Shulman from 1995 till now, and Eric Avery from Jane's Addiction from 2005 to 2022. Drummers Matthew Walker and Matt Chamberlain in 2002. Let's get into the brief history. From 1983 to 1993, Duke Erickson and Butch Vig had been in several bands, plus they founded Smart Studios, and Vig's production work brought him to the attention. Vig and Marker began to produce and mix albums for notable grunge bands such as Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, L7, and Killdozer. The band began working in the studio initially as a three-piece band, Vig, Erickson, and Marker. About the band name, according to VH1's Behind the Music, Vig revealed that the team drew inspiration for its name from a hostile early comment. When a friend of the band heard the recording material, probably for Vogue, and groaned, "This bleep sounds like garbage." However, according to the Badger Herald, Vig described the odd name Origins in his studio journal. The quote, "Without coming up with anything cool, and when you least expect it, it all falls into place. I hope all this garbage will become something beautiful," Vig said, hence the name Garbage. Initially, Vig was a vocalist along with drumming, but soon the band became unsatisfied with arrangements and began looking for a female singer with a really strong and unique personality. Until Marker saw one of the Angel Fish music videos on 120 minutes. He showed the video to Erickson and Vig, while the manager Shannon O'Shea tracked down the band singer Shirley Manson, who did not know who Vig was and was urged to check the credits on Nirvana's Nevermind album, which Vig had produced. On April 8th, 1994, the four met up for the first time in a London hotel. Although Vig was informed of Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain's suicide that evening, then they put Garbage on hold until Angel Fish was finished touring North America, supporting Live. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back. We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Simmery on 90s FM. This was I Think I'm Paranoid, a second single and a second track from their second album, Version 2.0, which was released on May 11, 1998. Its lyrical context delves into the complexities of the human mind and explores the theme of self-doubt and mistrust in relationships. Okay, let's continue. After a couple of false starts at the audition stage, after inviting Manson to Madison for an audition, she ended up heading out there to work with the band in their home studio after she has been asked for an audition again. But this time she got accepted to join Garbage despite her disastrous first session with the band, as she had no experience as a session player. After returning to Smart Studios, Manson began to work on versions of singles for the band's first album. While looking for a record deal for the album, Garbage sent out the demo tapes without a bio, avoiding a bidding war over Vig's production history. On December 21st, Garbage signed with Mushroom Records UK Worldwide and Elmo Sound for North America. Manson's label, Radioactive Records, licensed her to both labels. Garbage continued to work on the album throughout the start of 1995, which delayed by Vig's production work, until the Garbage album got released. It received positive reviews by music critics and fans, assumingly. Then Garbage toured for the first self-titled album throughout 1996. On March 1st, 1997, Garbage relocated to Friday Harbor, Washington, to write songs for the second album. Returning to Smart Studios a short while later, the band found themselves under intense pressure to repeat the success of Garbage. This almost led Manson to dealing with self-harm urges. While Garbage had lyrical input from all band members in the first album, Manson was responsible for all the lyrics in Version 2.0. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back.
We'll be right back.
to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Simmery on 90s FM. This was Breaking Up That Girl, a third single, and an eighth track from their third album, Beautiful Garbage, which was released on October 1st, 2003. The background and meaning is Manson said in a 5NS video interview that it was a cautionary tale. It's basically saying the world we're living is harsh, and you've got to live in the moment. Focus on the now. If there's something in your life that isn't good, then get rid of them. Okay, let's continue. On August 4th, the Garbage was contracted to perform the theme for the James Bond film The World Is Not Enough, and worked with composer David Arnold in London and Vancouver. On April 10th, 2001, Garbage regrouped for recording the third record. Manson ran an online blog. Although during the recording of the album, Garbage invoked a provision of its contract to leave Almo and sue the Universal Music Group, or UMG, when it refused to terminate the contract. The suit was settled on July 29th, and Garbage moved to Interscope Records. Garbage finished the recording Beautiful Garbage at the end of April and spent months of completing the final mix. The third album suffered from the lack of promotion and received mixed reaction from critics and fans alike. Although this album showed Manson's improvement in confidence and technical skills, Garbage supported U2 on the third leg of their Elevation tour. For after last show, Vic contracted hepatitis A and was replaced by Matt Chamberlain for European dates. During the recording of the fourth album in 2003, they suffered setbacks. Manson underwent surgery to remove cyst on her right vocal cord, forcing her to recuperate until August. On September 10th, a backhoe carried into the outer walls of Smart Studios, causing extensive damage. By October, due to rising tension within the band and a breakdown in communication, they relocated to Los Angeles, while Manson returned to Scotland, her hometown. Until in December, Vega decided to give Garbage another chance. Having met excited fans eager to hear how the album was going, until in 2004, bassist Justin Meldell Johnson, drummers Dave Grohl and Matt Walker featured in the album. The fourth album, Bleed Like Me, was released via Almo and Geffen Records on April 11, 2005. A track, Bleed Like Me, was inspired by a 2003 movie called 13. After touring in Australia in 2005, they took an indefinite hiatus due to tensions until 2007. In 2008, Shirley Manson played as a T-1000, in Terminator, the Sarah Connor's Chronicles' second season. That's a fun fact for Terminator fans like me. Then Garbage released the deluxe editions of second and third album and three albums, a self-release Not To Your Kind of People on May 14th, 2012, The Strange Little Birds on June 10th, 2016 via Stunned Volume, and No Gods, No Masters on June 11th, 2021 via Stunned Volume and Infectious Music. They're currently working on their eighth album since early 2022. Okay, that's all I have, but we'll end our episode with an 2008 track, A Witness to Your Love, from A Witness to Your Love EP, which was released on April 22nd, 2023. Okay, send your support and comments on 90s FM's Facebook and Instagram. Hoping you'll enjoy this episode. Stay tuned for an upcoming episode next week, same place at same time, every Thursday at 10:30. The next week, we'll have an amazing list, but from a different country, so stay tuned. You rock, and hail your voice. Have a great Thursday night. Salam.
Was we ever so young? We were tripping into town like there were cannons.
just give.